Live from San Diego, it's the David Spoon Experience on KPRZ, 1210 AM KPRZ.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. I'm your host, David Spoon. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. Yeehaw, San Diego. You know what I like about San Diego, by the way?
San Diego.
I like that it's called San Diego. Do you like San Diego?
San Diego.
I think San Diego is a better city than Cleveland. I pick San Diego.
San Diego.
Not happy about the Chargers because they're not playing good, but I still love living in
San Diego.
Because we're here in
San Diego,
California.
Ladies and gentlemen, the winner by knockout, the heavyweight champion of the world,
San Diego.
You know, that's what I said. People are like, why do you use those sounds? I'm sorry. Are you listening to radio? Speak out. Okay, sorry. You know, my favorite one's the gibberish. That's like the best.
What kind of hell is that? Try and run.
What can you do? There you go. That was a brilliant moment of what? That was like, what? You know? Then people say, Dave, it seems like you're on medicine now. You're right. I'm on goss pills.
Ah, remember, the lard is good to you.
That's right. The lard is good to me. This segment brought to you by Excalibur Roofing and our very good friend Eric Holloway, who called me, or not called me, he texted me today. He's like, am I coming on today? Like, no, Eric. You're coming on Friday at 3 o'clock, Eric. That just tells me he's on the roof. He's on the roof and he's doing stuff on the roof. Excalibur Roofing, folks, 20 years of experience, active member in the BBB, licensed and bonded in over 40 different classifications. Did you see the weather yesterday? Hi-yo! So that's, and then it was also have a roof over your head day, which is perfect for Excalibur Roofing. Here's the deal, whether it's residential or commercial, that part doesn't matter. New roof construction, old roof replacements, or repairs, you want to call Excalibur Roofing. 760-743-8803. You can go to ExcaliburRoofing.com. Check out the website. Check the stuff out, man. It's like, it's totally cool because they give you all these different things you can look at. Gives you a good insight as to what they know. Or again, you can call them 760-743-8803. Remember, all their estimates. What's an estimate? Is that like an estimate? Anyway, all their estimates are free. Just so you can know that. Excalibur Roofing. Yay! Are you almost ready? I didn't say, are you ready? Are you almost ready?
I'm ready to rumble.
Okay. All right. So we were going to do a news story, and then I decided we're not going to do the news story because I want to do this one thing, but I don't want people to get mad. I want you to get upset. There's a big difference. A dog gets mad. People get upset. Get it? All right. I do want to give a quick shout out to my brother, Billy. I know that he's listening. A shout out to my son, Joshua, who turns 30 years old today. There's only three people on the planet that can make me feel old, and that's my three kids. Thanks a lot, kids. But I can't deduct them anymore. So
after yesterday, make that four.
Yeah, thanks a lot. Yes, one of them's in a little bit of trouble. We'll talk about that later. And then additionally, a big shout out to the different people that have been listening and said hello. People that are here on the station. Actually, I found out one of the people that listens to our show is from Canada. They don't live in Canada. They're just from Canada. And I was thinking, man, you went from Canada to San Diego. That's a big difference, isn't it?
They listen to the show, eh?
Yeah. Hey, hey. That's right. They listen. Hey, right? Yeah. Well, this is the show. Hey, hey. I know one thing about Canada because I went to camp in Tamaqua. For those that don't know what Tamaqua is, if you ever saw the movie Indian Summer, that was filmed at Tamaqua. That's the camp I went to, actually, the actual camp. The guy who wrote it was my junior counselor. That's the guy who wrote the movie.
Mike. Would Biden. That make it Camp Spoon?
No. Believe me, it wasn't Camp Spoon. But I will tell you this. That's where I learned that the word biffy meant bathroom.
See, all what?
That's all these things you learn. Okay, we got to take an extra minute because how important this segment is. Let's open with a new sound you have not yet heard. Go.
Ooh, stubborn, eh?
It's time for David Spoon's Bible Baloney Beatdown. And the truth shall set you free.
You fixed everything. You like it?
Yeah.
There you go. Now, how good is that sound, folks? We did nothing but top-notch stuff here at the David Spoon Experience. Why, Noah stayed up all night editing that film piece by piece. Right, buddy?
Hours and hours of painstaking work.
Yeah, you betcha. Okay, here we go. Now, I might have to go a little long, so we're just going to have to adjust that from there. This is called Bible Baloney Beatdown number 2, by the way. And it's not the first half of this DDD. It's kind of the second half, so get through this with me real quickly. Joshua chapter 1, verse 8. By the way, I finished today the Torah. I finished today the Torah in the New American Standard version, the New American Standard Bible, which is about the third time that I've read the Torah in the NASB. Okay, so I finished that today, and I'm closing in and finishing up Luke as well in the Holman Christian Standard. Joshua chapter 1, verse 8 says this, "This book of the law shall not depart from your mouth, but you shall meditate on it day and night, so that you may be careful to do according to all that is written in it. For then you will make your way prosperous, and then you will have success." Ooh, let's read that again. It's a short one. "This book of the law shall not depart from your mouth, but you shall meditate on it day and night, so that you may be careful to do according to all that is written in it. For then you will make your way prosperous, and then you will have success." I know you're thinking. You're thinking, well, where's the Bible beat down in that? Hold your breath. Hold your breath. First and foremost, when it says this book of the law shall not depart from your mouth, that's not the law of the just 10 commandments. It's the book of the law, the Torah, the teachings. It's all the things that Moses was communicating to them. He's telling them, hey, don't let this depart. Hey, you know, all the stuff we've been talking about, you know, since I've been sharing with you, basically starting in Exodus 18, 19, all the way through. I mean, God doesn't want them to forget the miracles of the Red Sea. He doesn't want them to forget the judgment from complaining. He doesn't want them to forget the Ten Commandments. He doesn't want them to forget any of the things of the Leviticus order. He doesn't want them to forget the process of obtaining the land. None of that stuff. The Lord is saying, don't let this depart from you. And Moses, when he says this, says the book of the law shall not depart from your mouth. Do not misunderstand. This is not just the Ten Commandments, but the Torah in its totality. And this is what the scripture says. Don't let it depart from your mouth, but you shall meditate on it day and night. Day and night. You know, like all the time. Like, you know, all the time, a lot of time. Day and night means there's two sequences in time for a day and an evening. Ready? It's a day and an evening. It's not complex. Day and night. It's not day and night and then there's bright and everything else will be so light. Hey, look it. It's day and night. So you concentrate in the word. Now, it's cool because it talks about your mouth and it talks about meditation. So it's words that we should speak. And it's stuff we should be thinking about. But I want to say something real quickly, and I know I'm going to go over, but we're just going to have to deal with it. I want to say this real quickly. People will go, I can't, how do I meditate day and night? What if I'm hungry for lunch? Can I say what's for lunch? Because that's not exactly in the Torah, saying what's for lunch. Hey, let's do a favor right here. Let's go less legalism and more Jesus. Okay, a little less legalism, a little more Jesus, okay? It's not talking about the fact that you can't say, what's for lunch? It's not saying you can't ever say anything else. You can't ever think about anything else. You can think, oh, what a lovely sunset. Well, that's not in the Torah, but you can think it. That's fine. Don't take everything the scripture says to such a legalism extent that you can't function in it. That's what you don't want to be doing. What you do want to be doing is this, so that you may be careful to do according to all that's written in there. We need to be responding to what the Lord has written to us. I mean, if an alien came down and said, look, here's the book of life, try and use this, and then flew away, we'd all be reading that thing and using it all the time. Well, that's what we need to be doing. Okay, except it wasn't an alien, so to speak, as a creator of the universe. But here's the thing I want to talk about, and here's the Bible beatdown. Can we just switch times? You don't mind, do you? It's fine, right? Yeah, okay, fine. Because I can't see your hand, whatever you just did. That's like he put up his hand like he was doing like a John Travolta. Now he's dancing. Okay. You know, our studio's a little nutty. Anyway, here's what I want to talk about. This one passage, because I'm kind of tired of this one thing. It says this, book of law shall not depart from your mouth. You shall meditate it on it day and night. You should be careful to do according to all that's written. For then you will make your way prosperous, and then you will have success. Now, I've had people tell me this, and you're going to absolutely cry when you hear this. Here's what they say. See, Dave? See? It's a prosperity gospel. See? Because if you do what you're saying, or if you do what's being said, you will make your way prosperous, and then you will have success. And so, therefore, it's a prosperity gospel. Okay. I don't want to say that that's... I don't want to call anybody ignorant. That's not fair. But how ignorant is that? How ridiculous is that to take that passage and say that? We're supposed to be like Jesus, right? He was mocked, spit on, and crucified. So we're supposed to be like Jesus. Then they go, but you see, Dave, it proves that we don't have to be like that because, you know, he was that for us. Okay, here's my response. Homer, I really want you to read the whole book and not cherry pick. I actually have a friend of mine that only reads the scriptures that are positive. Like, how can you get away? I just read what I think is positive. So you just ignore the rest? Uh-huh. Okay. That's not the way to go about this. John 15:20 says this. Remember the word that I have said to you. A slave is not greater than his master. If they persecuted me, they will also persecute you. For those that are in the prosperity gospel and that there's no suffering to be had, I want you to take John 15:20 and tear it out of your Bible, crinkle it up, and put it in your next fire, since that's about the value you're giving it. Why don't you use it to put the wax out of your ear? Just stick it in your ear, get the wax out, pull it out, and throw it in the garbage can. Because that's the value that you're giving it. When you say, oh, there's supposed to be no suffering, there must be no problem. First of all, the irony behind that is that you're not even really using post-millennialism theology correctly. I see you doing that, by the way. But John 15:20 says, remember the word that I said to you, a slave is not greater than his master. If they persecuted me, they will also persecute you. If you don't want to have any identity to this passage, then just throw the Bible out, because it's in the Bible. But equally stunning, listen to this, equally stunning, remember, Bible baloney beatdown, is the fact that people say, well, that means that God will never bless you financially. It doesn't say that either. You know what's driving me nuts? The extreme left and the extreme right. They take a passage and they go all the way over. Oh, it means nothing but success. Or they'll take the same passage and go the other way. It means nothing but no success. It's like, that's not what it says. Either direction. Either way, stop being far lefty, far righty. Stop that. Be top center.
Top center part.
Top center. How blah, blah, blah. I mean, you're killing me here. Really? I mean, it's just insanity. Listen to what it says. It says, he'll make your way prosperous and you will have success. Does that exclude money? No, but it doesn't limit it to money. How about this point of view? That we have a prosperous and successful life. Would you rather have $50 million or a person that's with you every morning that you wake up that you appreciate as a gift from God who loves you? Ah, choices, eh? And the bottom line is, when you get a passage about success, it doesn't eliminate success being a financial element, but it doesn't require it to be financial. Success in life is not money. Jesus made that clear. You know what really success in life is? It's really obedience to the Lord. But we'll get into that another time. Here's my point. This is what we got to do. Less legalism, more Jesus. Respond to what the word is. Keep it in our hearts. Keep it in our mouths. Let it be a part of us. And the Lord will bless us with a prosperous and successful life. Will that mean money? I don't know. But I'd just rather have all of life be prosperous and successful, because God gives us abundant life through Jesus Christ. I mean, is that hard to... He gives us abundant life through Jesus Christ. John 10:10, man. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience, and I'm your host, David Spoon, right here on KPRZ, 1210 a.m. in San Diego. I went way over on my time, so we're coming back soon, but not too soon.
Some of you may be wondering, who is this guy? The David Spoon Experience on KPRZ, 1210 a.m. KPRZ.
Kick your relatives off the couch this holiday season and over to Omni La Costa Resort and Spa. Enjoy redesigned rooms, holiday activities, and more with Omni La Costa Resort and Spa's Kick 'em Off the Couch rates from $199. Visit lacosta.com/couch for details.
Here's today's market update with KPRZ financial editor, certified financial planner Marty Schneider, the retirement professor.
Good afternoon, friends. Here's today's Wall Street report. Not a whole lot of action today on Wall Street. Kind of a quiet day at the finish this afternoon. The Dow Jones average was down just about 25 points to 15,890 on the blue chips. The NASDAQ composite up 1 point at 4038, and the S&P down about 2 at 1793 in what turned out to be a mixed market of trading today on Wall Street. I want to remind you, friends, if you don't have your own retirement plans in place, that is exactly the kind of work that I do for my clients each and every day. IRAs, Roth IRAs, rollovers, 401ks, inheritance planning, most importantly, retirement income planning. Call me to schedule your free consultation with me. The number to call, 800-727-PLAN. That's the news for the day. I'm the retirement professor, Marty Schneider. Call me for your free consultation, 800-727-PLAN. Don't forget to ask me for a copy of my brand new book. It's called Retirement Rescue. Call for your free visit with me, 800-727-PLAN.
This Christmas, I want to help Anna.
This Christmas, I want to help Jacob.
I want to help Carlos. His Christmas letter says,
I would like more pants because I have to wear the same ones every day.
Sometimes my parents have to buy diapers for my brother instead of food for our family.
I need shoes because mine are too small for me now, and I need a backpack.
Me, I want a ballerina Barbie and a pretend telephone.
KPRZ and Toys for Joy believe that every child deserves a joyful Christmas. Last year, Toys for Joy filled the hands of more than 10,000 guests with toys, books, clothing, and bags of groceries. KPRZ wants to help bring the Christmas spirit to the nearly 1 in 5 San Diego children living in poverty. This year's amazing Toys for Joy KPRZ sponsored event will be Saturday, December 14th. Details at KPRZ.com. Toys for Joy. It's more than a toy.
You've got relatives coming to your house for the holidays, and you still have last year's stains on your carpet? How embarrassing. Why haven't you called Zero Res? They're the most advanced method in cleaning, and at today's price, a holiday giveaway. You can't afford not to make your house smell so fresh and clean. Zero Res, by the way, uses empowered alkaline water instead of nasty soap to clean and sanitize your home. In fact, the water is so green you can drink it. What? Our patented alkaline water cleans better. No one else has. It. Nothing but the best for your family. You've got so much to do for the holidays. Leave the tough cleaning to Zero Res. Your carpet and area rugs will feel soft, smell fresh, and the tile will look bright again. Call Zero Res today and get two rooms cleaned and sanitized for a mere $99 and a free hallway with a food donation. Call 858-486-4100 by this Friday. That's 858-486-4100 or book online at ZeroResSanDiego.com for the $99 special.
Some of you may be wondering, who is this guy? The David Spoon Experience on KPRZ, 1210 AM KPRZ.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience, the local, national, and heavenly talk. I'm your host, David Spoon. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. Upper management has asked me to calm down a little, not be so uptight. They want me to be more smooth and jazz-like. And so that's what we're doing right here at the David Spoon Experience right now.
Yeah, right. You know, you can reach the show by sending an email to davidspoon@kprz.com. I can't even say .com. I've lost my mind. It's gone. Go to Facebook, type in the David Spoon Experience, like it, and or make a comment, and follow us on Twitter, at Spoon Experience, because that's my handle. But I'm going to do it with a Sean Connery whine. That's my handle. How's that? Huh? Pretty good?
Not bad. Not bad.
The point of the whole Bible segment there is for people to understand that the Word of God can be taken, and then people will manipulate it. But because they manipulate it to fit their philosophical ideologies, it does not, A, take away from the truth of the word, and B, does not stop the power of the truth as it sits there. I mean, I think I get a little, I don't know what the word, I get upset. I get mad at myself and I start feeling like I'm not good if I'm not communicating that people are manipulating this. So I tell you that, but then I just go a little bonkers. Is there some sound for bonkers?
Because I'm good enough, I'm smart enough, and doggone it, people like me.
That's why I'm going bonkers. How's that? That's a good one right there. Now that, my friend, is funny. Now that was a setup, folks. If you don't know what that was, that's called a setup. The bottom line is this. What we're talking about is taking scripture and going far right or far left. And scripture, four different times, at a minimum, says, do not turn to the left or right. Don't do it. Don't do it. Use the balance of scripture. Sure, the Lord wants you to have a terrific life, a great interaction with him. But sure, you're going to have trials. If you don't think so, read any book in the Bible, and you will find out. It's a part of the process. Ay, ay, ay. I'm just going to be the happier, gentler, kinder, smilier David Spoon. How about that? Okay. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience, and I'm your host, David Spoon, right here on KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego. Folks, when we come back, I've got some amazing news and a DDD that will challenge you, but bless you.
Tell a friend about the David Spoon Experience. KPRZ, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
Kevin Davis here with Tracy from Monta Vista Village. Tracy, they've got a big military party coming up, don't you?
We do, Kevin. It's a very important event coming up on December 14th. And this is actually our 7th annual Christmas dinner for enlisted military and their families. And this is one of the ways that we give back to the community here at Monta Vista Village. Santa's going to be here for the kids, and parents get a very nice present themselves. So we do have to raise, however, $10,000 for this event. And the residents have raised $5,000 so far, so we're still a few thousand dollars short of our goal right now. So if any of the listeners would like to help us reach our goal, we would really appreciate the assistance, and this is a tax-deductible donation. Also, if there are any military families, E5 and below, who would like to attend, we'd love to have you. Reservations begin December 2nd. You can give us a call at 619-465-1331.
Once again, that number is 619-465-1331 for Monta Vista Village. License number 374-600-564.
Hi, I'm S. Craig Perry. Over 34 years of integrity with God's love. We all want safety in life. Well, it should be most important when it comes to our retirement money. IRAs, 401ks, or any money we want to protect. Most people have lost some money in their retirement accounts due to stock market decline. But now in retirement, you can't afford to lose money again. And you won't with my product. It like stock market growth without the risk of going backwards ever again due to stock market decline. And now get guaranteed interest growth, and anytime you want your money, you can start taking it out, preferably over 59 and a half. Currently, the product is paying 14% guaranteed over the next 10 years. Call me at 1-800-553-6247. 1-800-553-6247. You pay no commission, and you can't go backwards ever again due to stock market decline. Your retirement account is safe. Let's move it today. Love you all, and God bless. 1-800-553-6247.
Some restrictions apply. Rates subject to change. License number 057-8122. Call 800-553-6247.
Okay, people, let's start with the basics. We need food, clothing, and a good roof. That's where Eric Holloway at Excalibur Roofing comes into the picture. With over 20 years of experience, active in the BBB, licensed and bonded in over 40 different classifications, Excalibur Roofing is the name that you can trust. Whether your quest is for residential or commercial help, Excalibur Roofing can rescue you from that tower of trouble. The way that Excalibur approaches each customer is by offering the best possible roof in every situation. From new roof construction to old roof replacements and repairs, Excalibur Roofing has got you covered. Get it? Just call 760-743-8803. That's 760-743-8803. Or you can go to the Excalibur website at excaliburroofing.com. Remember, all estimates are free. Get covered with Excalibur Roofing, your knight in shining armor.
You're listening to the David Spoon Experience on KPRZ, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
What goes up must come down. Spinning wheels.
got to go round talking about your troubles. It's a crying sin. Ride a painted pony, let the spinning wheels spin.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience. Local, national, and heavenly talk. I'm your host, David Spoon. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ. 12:10 a.m. in San Diego, California. I'm stuck in a decision right now. I'm in the multitude of the valley of decisions right now, robo-producer. I haven't decided whether I'm going to do any news at all today or not. I don't really have to do
that would
any
actually
news.
Be a first.
I don't have to do any news whatsoever. If I just elect not to do it, I don't have to do it. I do want to tell you this. Let me tell you this, because I want to make sure I get this in. This is really, 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 really important. Today is Wear Brown Shoes Day.
I failed.
What? who said wear brown? What? It's Wear Brown Shoes Day. I don't even own a pair of brown shoes. Is that bad that I don't own a pair? I have two pair of sneakers and a pair of slippers that look like sneakers.
Maybe you're not a fan of brown.
That's probably true. Let's see. Here's a couple of things you probably don't want to know. December 4th, 1783, George Washington delivered his farewell address to the tavern in New York City. Said, see you later. Have a drink on me. December 4th, 1816, James Monroe of Virginia was elected the fifth president of the United States. In 1945, the Senate approved U.S. participation in the United Nations. In 1945 and the next day, the United Nations took abuse of our land. Oh, sorry. Was that? That went through my filter. Sorry. In 1978, Dianne Feinstein became San Francisco's first female mayor. Well, now we know where to trace it all back to, don't we? Also, let's see, on this day, for those that don't know it, now I know I'm going to get some feedback from this, so before you write me an email telling me that this is all about Satan, here's my response to that. Okay, really? Come on, man, really? Today is Santa's List Day. It's whether you're nice or naughty. Robo-producer, are you nice or are you naughty? Have you not decided yet? Do you?
Really? 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 Really?
That's what I have to say. Well, classic, in 1970, Frank Reynolds was seen co-hosting the ABC Evening News with Howard K. Smith for the final time on this night. And Reynolds, commenting on the switch to a new co-host, Harry Reasoner, said this, due to circumstances beyond my control, the unemployment statistics rose yesterday. That's a great line, folks. That's because he was fired. I don't know if you didn't catch that. I can't help you on all that stuff. What do I got? Like 3 minutes? I can do like three or 4 minutes or whatever. Let me do this quick DDD. It's really kind of cool. By the way, towards the end of the show, I'm going to do a DDD. Now listen, I'm serious. I want to do a DDD that is going to throw your brain in a different gear. I'm going to do a DDD that is going to absolutely challenge you between now and January 1st. It's going to throw your brain into a little bit of a spin. I'm not doing it yet, but I'm going to get ready to do it. It's very, 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 very short, very simple, very powerful. Before we do that, I want to finish up on that Joshua chapter 1. Something I did want to point out, that Joshua chapter 1, in that one chapter in Joshua chapter 1, in one chapter, four times. How many Gospels are there? Four. How many different directions? North, south, east, west. Four times the Lord says, be strong and courageous. Four times in Joshua 1. Not once. You know, if God says it once, it's obviously, it's all eternal. It matters. If he says it twice in the same span, it's, man, you better listen. If he says it three times, man, you better. If he says it four times in a chapter, listen up. This is priority listening for you. Be strong and courageous. Let me explain to you what the Hebrew word strong means, because it doesn't mean go lift weights. To be strong means to be firm, to be secure, and to be bold. What? To be firm, which means you're not wishy-washy. To be secure, which means you sense strength in the Lord. You feel safe. And to be bold, because the righteous are as bold as a lion. Be strong and courageous. The word courageous is going to throw you for a loop. The word courageous means alert, brave, and solid. Alert, which means you're aware of what's going on. Brave, which means you're not operating in fear. And solid, standing firm, so to speak, solid, as opposed to a liquid. Isn't that fascinating? Be strong and courageous four times. A definite theme for sure in the scripture. But why is this applicable that four times the Lord can say to us, be strong and courageous, be strong and courageous, be strong and courageous, be strong and courageous? Because the answer is, in the same scriptures, it says God is with us. We can be strong and courageous because God is with us. We can be firm, secure, and bold, alert, brave, and solid because God is with us. Now, isn't that cool? You're listening to the David Spoon Experience, and I'm your host, David Spoon, right here on KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego. When we come back, I was handed a special piece of paper by Professor X, and I'm going to share what's on it.
All through this song and sleepless night, I hear my neighbors talking.
You're listening to the David Spoon Experience on K-Praise, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
Best Christian music, relevant sermons, and other Christian content easily accessible from anywhere on your laptop, tablet, or smartphone. Visit ChristianRadio.com. That's ChristianRadio.com.
Hi, this is Sister Tricia Cruz, President of Father Joe's Villages. Hear that? That's the sound of time running out on your chance to make a tax-deductible donation before the end of the year. Your donation is not only a great tax write-off, but an investment in the future of San Diego, from children and families to adults and veterans. We accept cash, stocks, gold, cars, and furniture. But the clock is ticking, so don't forget us. Donate at 1-888-FATHER-JOE or neighbor.org.
Would you like to know how to become three times less likely to experience a home burglary? Mike Melton, president of Security Alarm Now, is here to tell us about that.
Statistics show that you're three times less likely to have your home broken into when monitored by a home security system. Right now, we're offering listeners a complete ADT security system free of charge when they call
1-888-608-9146.
You only pay $99 for the installation, and the monitoring is only about $1 a day.
That's really economical, especially when you're talking about the safety of your family. Are there any other offers for our listeners?
Yes, the next 20 people who call
1-888-608-9146
will receive a free upgraded two-way voice keypad, which in the event of an emergency allows you to talk to the ADT dispatcher through your keypad. It will also include a $100 Visa gift card.
Call 1-888-608-9146. That's 1-888-608-9146.
KPRZ invites you to UltraStars Play It Again Cinemas for a free family movie night to see Despicable Me 2 this Thursday, December 5th at 7 p.m. RSVP at KPRZ.com for your chance to see Despicable Me 2 in the movie theaters with your family at UltraStars Play It Again Cinemas, located at the Chula Vista Center, with all you care to eat, popcorn and soda for only $8 and $1 hot dogs. KPRZ's free family movie night is sponsored by Toys for Joy. It's more than a toy. Be a joy to a child this Christmas. RSVP at KPRZ.com. No one in San Diego wants gophers, rats, or mice on their property. Then the question becomes, do you handle the problem with chemicals or find a natural solution? A government study proved that one nesting pair of barn owls can consume 2,000 gophers, rats, and mice per year, whether they nest in the city or the country. The Barn Owl Box is a green solution to San Diego's rodent problem. Working together, we can stop using poison outside. Poison doesn't control the rodent population in San Diego, but it does make owls very sick. And when their babies ingest poison, they die. Get an owl box made from organic materials and gain real control over rodents on your property. This is an affordable, long-term, natural answer to your problem. Boxes start at just $350. Call Tom at 760-445-2023. Learn more online at barnowlboxes.com. 760-445-2023.
This is kind of delicate, but I have to ask. If something happens to you, will we still be able to live in this house? Will the kids still go to the colleges we planned on? Then there's the bills.
Protect your family's financial future with life insurance. This is James Johnson with Bulwark Insurance Services. Life insurance will give your family the financial security they need if you die, and peace of mind right now. Give us a call at 800-400-9434. 800-400-9434. That's 800-400-9434.
Do you realize that when you die, your income that your family depends on stops? This is James Johnson. The right amount of life insurance will replace your income and not leave a financial burden behind. The mortgage still needs to be paid. The bills still keep coming. I'm telling you, this is so important. Live life and enjoy it. But make sure you've planned for the future with life insurance. Call me at 800-400-9434. Even if you have a policy, make sure you have enough and you're not paying too much. 800-400-9434.
Tell a friend about the David Spoon Experience. KPRZ, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. I'm your host, David Spoon. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. This segment brought to you by Excalibur Roofing and our good friend Eric Holloway. Bottom line, it's supposed to rain 17 out of the next 42 or 44 or 47 days. It's not supposed to rain. They said there's the potential for rain. 17 out of the next 40 some odd days. Here's the bottom line. If you got a roof and you're like, not sure, then you want to make sure. You call 760-743-8803, 760-743-8803. You can go to excaliberroofing.com. Check out the website, of course. Eric's going to be on the show Friday at 3 o'clock, okay? And then I just found out we're doing a remote a week from Friday, I think. It's not been fully confirmed, but I think it's going to be out in Santee. Wow! We're just getting all of them. We're doing a national interview next week. We're just doing all this stuff, but we're not doing any of this stuff without people like Eric Holloway and Excalibur Roofing because they help support the show. 760-743-8803. All their estimates are free. They work on new roof construction, old roof replacements, and repairs. Plus, if you've been listening to the commercial, they have an opportunity for those that want to get involved in a long-term career with them. That, my friends, that is very cool. That's what that is. That's cool. So, excaliberroofing.com. Again, all their estimates are free. Don't forget that. So, here's something we're going to do that we've never done on the show before. I guess I'm going to announce it now. Can I announce it now? Should I announce it now? Can I do it now?
Sure.
Is it now? We're not going to do one piece of news.
Incorrect, sir.
Besides Huey Lewis?
And the news. So, technically, there has been news on the show.
Yes, but it's Huey Lewis and the news, not just news.
It's the best kind of news.
Okay. So we've got two pieces. I've got two pieces here. I got a DDD. Now, this is not the one that's going to make your brain go, uh-oh, and then put you in a different gear. That's going to be the last segment, okay, because it's not a long one. But then I was also handed a very important piece of paper from Professor X. So I can't decide if I want to do the Professor X paper first or the DDD first. So what do you think? What do you think? I'm holding both up. A or B? A or B? A or B? A or B?
Well, you know, you can always rely on the spoon wheel.
Okay. Spin the wheel. You got the wheel? You want to spin it? Okay.
Looks like Professor X wins.
Yeah, Professor X lost, actually. He gets Luke chapter 14, verse 33.
I need my eyes checked.
I was just waiting for you to do that. How funny is that? I knew you were going to pull it, and I already switched them. I'm mean. Luke chapter 14, verse 33. People, it's not true that I don't have a heart. It just comes in and out, like a burger. Okay. Luke chapter 14, verse 33 says this. In the same way, therefore, oh, this is going to be, what, you want to talk about challenge? In the same way, therefore, every one of you who does not say goodbye to all his possessions cannot be my disciple. What? I thought the DDD that you were going to do that was going to change my gears was later. It is. This isn't the one. This is just a DDD, devotional diamond of the day. Luke chapter 14, verse 33. In the same way, therefore, every one of you who does not say goodbye to all his possessions cannot be my disciple. Uh-oh. You know, when you're talking about stuff like this, people are like, they get nervous. Here's what Jesus said. You have to say goodbye. Have to say goodbye. You got to say goodbye. I know there's a song about saying goodbye. Doesn't matter. You got to say goodbye. Why? Well, we're going to keep it in context in a second. But here's what Jesus is not saying in this particular passage. He's not saying, actually, sell everything you have in this passage. In this Luke 14:33, he is saying you have to say goodbye to all your possessions. You have to say goodbye to all the things that we hold so dear and near that they can be too near and too dear and too close to the throne of our heart. In context, verse 26 of this very same passage, listen to what it says. It says this, if anyone comes to me and does not hate his own father, one, mother, two, wife, three, children, four, brothers, five, sisters, six, yes, and even his own life, seven. He cannot be my disciples. He cites seven close, personal, intimate relationships. And he says, if anyone comes to me and does not hate his own father, mother, wife, children, brothers, sisters, yes, even his own life, he cannot be my disciple. Is he Jesus saying you should actually hate these people? No, he's not saying that. How silly. Compared to loving Jesus, there's nobody else on the scale. So when Jesus says you have to say goodbye to all your stuff, listen to what he's saying. Compared to following Jesus, we need to say goodbye to everything. Oh, you're going to hate this. And everyone else. I can't do that. I can't do that to my children. Well, if you can't do it, you can't be his disciple. Well, that's not what it says. Let me check that there. In the same way, therefore, any one of you who does not say goodbye to all his possessions cannot be my disciple. It cannot, C-A-N-N-O-T, be my disciple.
Yes.
Oh, but Jesus, he was just talking about the possessions. He was just talking about possessions. He wasn't talking about people. That's right. Verse 26, if anyone comes to me and does not hate his own father, mother, wife, children, brothers, sisters, yes, or his own life, then he cannot be my disciple.
See, you know, some of those passages, David, like you say, you know, you don't read, don't get legalism, you know, don't read between the lines. This one's pretty straightforward.
It's pretty straightforward. Here's the bottom line. Compared to everything else we have in life, we say bye-bye compared to our passion and our connection to Jesus. Why? Because if you don't, you can't be his disciple. It's like, I can just see everybody going, oh, like that no thing you just play. It's like, hey, guess what? That's what it says.
No!
Yes! I mean, you can't change it. I'm sorry. I'm not going to change. You can't change. And people are thinking, well, that's just absurd. Uh-oh, you got problems. That's like the people that go, there's no devil. Boy, he's beaten you already. You're already beaten. That's how silly this is. So here's the bottom line. You got to be able to say goodbye. Your possessions, your retirement. Can you say that? I thought you were an American. I'm a Christian first. Then I'm an American. I'm a Christian first. If I was born in Canada, we have somebody who was born in Canada knows our show. Hey, Rebecca. Here it is. Guess what? Ready? Here it is. Guess what? Ready? If I was born in Canada, I'd still be a Christian first. Then I'd be a Canadian. So the only difference.
Hey.
Okay, that's all I got to say on that. So you don't say goodbye. You might be saying goodbye the wrong way. Does that make sense? You got that? That's. Do I have to break now, or do I break in like 2 minutes?
Time to say goodbye.
Is this like opera?
It is, but I really think it's
Oh, my goodness. That could be the funniest way you've ever done that. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience. You got to say goodbye to everything and everyone else compared to your relationship with Jesus. I'm your host, David Spoon, right here on KPRZ, 1210 a.m. in San Diego. When we come back, the DDD that will throw your brain in a new gear, plus the special message from Professor X.
This guy, the David Spoon Experience on KPRZ, 1210 a.m. KPRZ.
Minway Jeep Chrysler Dodge Ram is the number one volume Jeep dealer in San Diego County. For the ultimate in fall fun, put yourself in a two- or four-door Jeep Wrangler today. Visit Midway Jeep Chrysler Dodge Ram in Mission Valley or at MidwayJeep.com.
There are nearly 10,000 homeless in our community. I'm Frank Ertassin with San Diego Gas and Electric Company. This holiday season, San Diego Rescue Mission is experiencing record-breaking increases in emergency services to families with very young children. We encourage you to support San Diego Rescue Mission in its emergency holiday appeal to help provide food, shelter, and hope to the homeless men, women, and children of our community. No one should be walking the streets hungry and desperate. Please join San Diego Gas and Electric Company and provide a hot meal with a message of hope to every person who comes to San Diego Rescue Mission. The need is great and the time is now. Help us assure that every person who comes to San Diego Rescue Mission receives a meal and hope for a better tomorrow. Go to sandiegorescuemission.org and donate today. Thank you on behalf of San Diego Gas and Electric Company and San Diego Rescue Mission. God bless you.
My name is Frank St. John. I am a resident at Genesis Recovery. The morning of August 12, 2013, I got on my knees and asked God to help. 3 hours later, I ended up at Genesis Recovery, broken, ready to surrender my life to God. By the grace of God, I am able to see my children today to share my testimony with them.
My name is Tommy Hathorn. I'm the executive director at Genesis Recovery San Diego. Genesis Recovery San Diego is a ministry of the Rock Church. Christ is the focal point of our 12-step recovery process. Our recovery journey is focused on the restoration of physical, emotional, mental, and spiritual health.
Genesis Recovery is here to serve those who are enslaved by drugs and alcohol. If you or someone you love is struggling with addiction, or for more information on how you can help, please call Genesis Recovery today at 619-797-7319 or go to genesisrecoverysandiego.com. Genesis Recovery San Diego, setting captives free in Jesus' name.
If you're looking for a successful career, Excalibur Roofing wants to talk with you. You can become part of the Excalibur Roofing team, which operates with a positive family atmosphere. We have positions now available for qualified installers and apprentices who must have a heart to serve others and an openness to learning new skills. You need to have a good driving record and 5 years in roofing or in construction, plus a good attitude. This is a full-time career with training, benefits, and exciting challenges every single day. If you're excited to be a part of San Diego's most trusted roofing company, then Excalibur Roofing Services has a position for you. Please call 760-743-8803. That's 760-743-8803 to apply, or go to excaliburroofing.com and fill out the contact us form on the website. Get your career on top of things with Excalibur Roofing today.
Some of you may be wondering, who is this guy? The David Spoon Experience on KPRZ, 1210 a.m. KPRZ.
You're sweet, as a honeybee, but like a honeybee. Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. I'm your host, David Spoon. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 a.m. in San Diego, California. Hey, this segment's brought to you by our new friends. And listen, this is important because I'm going to be meeting and talking with Tommy Hawthorne pretty soon here. This is Genesis Recovery San Diego, and I really, really support these guys. It's a ministry of the Rock Church. So you know you're being connected to something good. And what they're doing is they're ministering to those that are enslaved by drugs and alcohol. Here's the bottom line. I don't have to make anything for this. This is simple. Okay? You either call 619-797-7319 or you go to GenesisRecoverySanDiego.com, you can get involved in a couple of different ways. If you're hurting, if you're struggling, if you know somebody that's struggling, if you want to minister, if you want to help financially, if you want to participate in any capacity, go to GenesisRecoverySanDiego.com or call 619-797-7319. Ask for Tommy. And I'm going to be interviewing Tommy pretty soon, and him and I, instant connection. Instantly got along. He's great. He's a little younger in theology, so it's fun to talk to him. I like talking to people about theology. It's one of those weird things. But he's really involved in helping people get free, stay free, walk free. Jesus came to set us free, so we all support that without a doubt, without any question. Okay. Let's see. Should I do the DDD and then the Professor X on the out? Let's do it that way. Yeah? Okay. Listen to this. Write this down. Just write this down. Trust me on this one. Remember I was just talking about that principle, be strong and courageous. I talked about that about 30 minutes ago, the Joshua chapter 1. There are four times it says that. There's one other principle in Joshua 1 that's used more than that, be strong and courageous, which is amazing. First of all, four times in a chapter. You think God's trying to say something? Hello, right? There's one other principle that has more references in that Joshua chapter 1 than the be strong and courageous. This is going to change your 2014 when I tell you this. No, really. There's this phrase that's used five times. The land the Lord is giving. That phrase is used five times. The land the Lord is giving. The land the Lord is giving his people. What the Lord is giving his people, the land. It says it in various different ways. Same concept. The land the Lord is giving. Here's the tweak. Ready? And I felt like the Lord wanted me to share this. What land, what territory, what gaining ground does the Lord want to give you and I this next year? What land? The land the Lord is giving. Giving the children of Israel land. I got it. Okay? And that's the context. And the context is there for Israel. And that's where the main context stays. And we don't say anything different. But it's true that in this year, 2014, there is land, there is territory, there is gaining ground that the Lord wants to operate in all of our lives, even at a minimum, if it's overcoming certain sins, certain processes that break us down. My question to you, gear it now, get it ready. What land, what territory, what gaining ground does the Lord want to give you and I next year? Now, don't answer that yet. I want you to think about that. I want you to process that. What territory, what gaining ground does the Lord want to give you and I next year? What in this 2014, in this new land, in this new time, what ground can we gain in our connection to the Lord? You like that? That's pretty good, isn't it? I mean, that's pretty solid. And that's Joshua chapter 1. Joshua chapter 1. So you get that? I mean, that's pretty cool, isn't it? I think that's pretty cool. Okay. What do you think? All right, so we only got like a minute left. So you want to do the Professor X thing? You want me to save that for tomorrow? Because I can do anything. It doesn't matter.
No, I think we should save it for tomorrow.
All right, let's save that for tomorrow. I think that's really an important thing because you know what? We're coming into 2014. I mean, there's ground that we want to gain, isn't there?
I think everybody wants to gain ground. You know, you want to start fresh. You want to be able to turn over a new leaf. So they're always looking for a new opportunity. And the best way to do it is do it with God.
Well, yeah. And I think that premise to recognize, hey, you can't sit there and say, in 2014, the Lord wants to go in reverse and do less in our lives.
Yeah, that makes sense.
I mean, come on. So he's going to want to move in our lives, advance in our lives, make kingdom advancements in our lives. And so the question is posed to us. Remember, you and the Lord have a relationship that is eternal. And in that eternal, it's not a temporary relationship, folks. This is going from here to all eternity. And in that eternal relationship, what are you going to be working with the Lord? One thing I used to tell people, and I tell them all the time, people try to work on like 10 things at once. It never works because the Lord is rarely working on 10 things at once in your life. He's often working on one, two, or three, and usually it's one. And he's working on something to help you gain and grow and develop and become more Christ-like. Well, what area in your life do you need to work on with the Lord in 2014 so you can become more Jesus-like, have a different concept of the land, different territory, a different gaining of ground? What does the Lord want to partner with you in to take you to? Isn't that a cool thought?
That's really awesome.
I love that. It's just like, oh, yeah, we got to think that way because we're all thinking survive, survive, survive. Hey, instead of surviving by treading water, why don't we ask the Lord to help us to be like Peter in the first steps and walk on top of the water before he fell when his circumstance overwhelmed him? Let's instead of treading water, let's walk on top. I mean, we can, because we can do all things through Christ. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience, and I'm your host, David Spoon, right here on KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego. We're taking a 22-hour break. We're coming back tomorrow. Gonna be powerful tomorrow, I can tell you right now. Get ready. It's gonna be wild. We'll see you in 22.